This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Authorities in South Florida said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month. Miami-Dade County's mayor says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building in Surfside, Florida. That's up from 86 on Saturday. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families notified, she said. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. Thrill-seeking billionaire Richard Branson reached space on Sunday aboard his own winged rocket ship in the boldest adventure yet. The feat vaults the nearly 71-year-old Branson past fellow billionaire and rival Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly to space in a craft of his own 9 days from now. Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles or 88 kilometers over the U.S.-Mexico desert. That gave them enough time to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and see the curvature of the Earth. The rocket plane then safely glided them back to a runway landing. Afghanistan has urged European countries to halt forced deportations of Afghan migrants for the next 3 months as security forces battle a wave of violence triggered by a Taliban offensive. The United Nations said on Sunday the rising conflict is also causing more suffering across the violence-racked country. It urged continuous financial aid. Afghanistan is facing a crisis as the insurgents snap up territory across the countryside, stretching government forces and leading to a fresh wave of internally displaced families, complicated by a renewed outbreak of COVID-19. You're listening to VOA News. COVID-19 vaccine maker Pfizer said on Sunday it will meet with U.S. health officials as soon as Monday to discuss the need for a booster dose of the coronavirus vaccine. The meeting comes days after the drug maker and its partner BioNTech announced plans to seek U.S. and European regulatory approval for the third dose of their COVID-19 shot amid the spread of variants and data they said showed heightened risk of infection 6 months after initial vaccination. That push prompted a quick response from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They both say Americans do not need a booster right now. Top health official Dr. Anthony Fauci in several television interviews on Sunday said U.S. health officials are not dismissing the possible future need for boosters, but that more data is needed for any formal recommendation. South African police said Sunday shops were looted overnight. A section of highway was closed and stick-wielding protesters marched through the streets of Johannesburg as sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had mainly been concentrated in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court on Wednesday night. But his incarceration has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. The South African government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department says there was looting Saturday night, and a highway was closed off after there were reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. Pope Francis greeted supporters for prayers on Sunday from the 10th-floor balcony of his hospital, where he's recovering from colon surgery. The 84-year-old pontiff has been in a Rome hospital since last Sunday, where he underwent the planned procedure. He temporarily ran a fever last week after his operation, but a chest and abdomen scan and other tests revealed no abnormalities. After the prayer, the pontiff urged for an end to violence in Haiti, which has been in turmoil since its leader was shot to death when gunmen stormed his family home in the capital on the impoverished Caribbean nation early Wednesday. And hot weather alerts are in place for more than 30 million people across the western United States after the region's second heat wave in weeks brought another round of near-historic high temperatures. Sweltering conditions have hit much of the Pacific seaboard and as far inland as the western edge of the Rocky Mountains over the weekend. Forecasters are warning of more to come. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.